Mucho Radio Network, Inc. is a B3 business, Black-focused, Black-led, serving Blacks and other communities. Mucho Radio is a platform that documents powerful, authentic stories from African descent communities across Nova Scotia and beyond. I am Marat Nahimana, and I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist. Today, we have a very special guest, Nerissen Allen. She was named the Business Woman of the Year 2026 in British Columbia. She is also really well known in her community back in BC, and we have a pleasure of having us on our show today. Welcome, Miss Allen, on our show.
Thank you, Murat, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is the same here. To begin our interview, what can you tell us about yourself that I haven't mentioned yet?
My name is Nerissen Allen. I'm from BC, born, raised most of my life, and I'm the president of the Black Business Association of BC, which is an organization headquartered in British Columbia that supports Black businesses, not just in BC, but across the country. And we do so through many different ways, from ecosystem stability, financial literacy, market access, trade missions. We really look for ways to open new doors for Black businesses in the country. And besides that, I also have my own consulting firm where I support nonprofits in looking for ways to be more sustainable as economic times have changed. We can't sit in the same pocket that we used to, where we rely on grants and fundraising and things of those natures. So I really take a lot of my time to try to find ways to help nonprofits be more sustainable in a business format.
And for our listeners to get an idea of where we got this engagement to give back to your community and work with nonprofit, what was Nerissen Allen's childhood like and the studies that grabbed your attention growing up?
Oh, my childhood. It was a good childhood. We didn't really want for anything. We were, I spent early childhood being born and raised in BC. And then I spent some of my formative years in Barbados, where I had an opportunity to live in a different culture with people that looked like me. And I think all of those things crafted towards the person I am today, where I just have an appreciation for culture, for life, for different traditions and all of those things. And I kind of just leaned into science in my early background. So I found that, I did a double major in biology in university. And after that, I went on to work for the Canadian Food Inspection Agency in science for 20 years. I think I spent the majority of my early adulthood in the science field, and I wanted to come out of that. I think I gave, a good amount of time to the government and to public service, and I really want to give back to community in things that I'm most passionate about. And that's how I ended up, founding the BBABC and supporting businesses in the regulatory field, because that is my specialty in terms of my career. And now I'm supporting nonprofits as well.
As you mentioned, you are the founder of BBABC. And you have over 20 years of experience working at the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, as well as 15 years of working in the entrepreneurial and nonprofit space. And my question was, how did you shift your attention from government-oriented jobs towards nonprofit?
I think at the 20-year mark, even before the 20-year mark, I was feeling like I was tapped out, and I had started my own entrepreneurial journey. Well, actually, you know what? It's even before that. I started my entrepreneurial journey many, many, many years ago, doing little side businesses and little things that it just was a part of my nature. I sold hair. I did beads and necklaces. I made clothes. Like I have an artistic side, even though I studied science, right? So I always loved being an entrepreneur. And I just found myself leaning more so into that as the years went by. And when I hit the 20-year mark at the government, and I had already started the BBABC, that was going really well. And I just felt it was time to make a choice. And the choice was, am I going to put my time into what I love doing, which is the Black Business Association in BC, or was I going to continue with the government, which is a safe choice. You know, you've got your pension and you've got all of these things, but I wasn't looking for comfort. I was looking for something to energize me and something that really, that I was passionate about and that I wanted, that I could see myself doing, you know, for the next part of my life. And that's kind of how I just made the shift. I just decided to switch.
And we can tell with your, what you just mentioned, that you have a very big passion for healthy work balance. I was wondering also, with your background, with your expertise, how can a better workplace challenge systemic racism with effective and inclusive solutions?
I think it's really just about listening to your employees. So if you've got people like you've got staff and everyone has really valuable opinions, everyone comes from a different background, they're going to have different thoughts there. You're going to have fresh ideas, whether they're younger or more senior in your business and in your company. You want to take all of these things into consideration. I mean, the most healthy workplaces are ones where everyone has a voice, because you're going to grow as a business from having that eclectic nature, all of those different thoughts, all of those different ideas, all of those different passions. Everyone has a passion. Everyone has skills in different areas. And when you put all of those things together and make use of them, that's how your business is going to grow, because you are really giving people the opportunity to thrive where they enjoy to do so the most.
And to piggyback off what you just said about listening to your clients, how do you encourage your clients to push the envelope in order to actualize the growth that they want to see in the line of work that they're doing?
Well, on the nonprofit side, I truly believe that, you know, funding, the funding cycle is the problem that we face. It's a structural problem. The nonprofit sector itself has been trained to, you know, to chase dollars instead of really build systems. And when you've worked enough in organizations, you start to see the same, you know, collapse pattern, regardless of the mission of a particular organization, right? And what I really train organizational leaders to do is to how to diversify your dollars. And you hear that all the time. You hear diversify your donors, but that's not what I'm teaching. What I'm teaching and what my strategy really entails is how you diversify your revenue. I do that by pulling from my business background, my regulatory background, and I help you to monetize in places that you wouldn't think to do so as a nonprofit. And that's just kind of how I switch the gears in terms of the thinking for nonprofit leaders.
And you mentioned organization, and you've also mentioned, and I'll quote, "I move organizations into rooms they couldn't find alone." Mm-hmm. In your own words, Nerissa Allen, how do you open those doors?
Well, you know what? It's funny, because when I left government and I started the BBABC, I found myself in rooms that I never thought I would be in, rooms with prime ministers and ministers and all of these people where, you know, you would never have thought yourself to be in these spaces. And as I'm sitting at these tables and I'm realizing, you know, everyone, these are all just regular people. We just need to be able to have access to them. And that's what I do through my journeys, is I utilize the huge network that I've built in these last 6 years of being in these rooms and being at these tables with all of these people who have the access to make policy changes, to make regulatory changes, who have those seats at the table. That's, I lean into that. I'm like, I'm not going to build my Rolodex of network and then not share it. The whole point is take what I have and utilize it to help someone else. And if my being able to reach a minister is going to help this organizational leader get that contact, then that's what I'm going to do, because that's what we are supposed to do as people who are trying to build community. We leave the door open to come in.
And to piggyback off your idea, we invite Black Business Association of BC to join Mucha Radio, the Black radio in Canada, to share their network and work together. As we say here, your voice, our voice, we the community. So we really like to work together. And so my last question is, what is coming up in Miss Allen's plans, agenda?
personally or business-wise?
The business-wise.
Yeah. You know, we've got a lot of great activities coming up. We have, under the BBABC, the Black Business Association, we've got retail accelerators coming up. We've got a really amazing collaboration with a university coming up very soon. So you'll be, I can't say just yet, but you'll be really excited to hear that when we make that announcement. We've got export accelerators. If you're a business and you're looking to export product, if you want to learn, you know, and try to get into the space of even interprovincial movement and moving your product from BC to Toronto or to Calgary or from, you know, vice versa, the other way around, our programs are built to help you scale and increase access to these markets. So keep an eye out for what we're doing. We also run trade missions. We've had trade missions to Ghana, to Barbados, to South Africa. We're really just wanting to ensure that any way that a business can, you know, create an additional stream of income, we want to open that door. We want to create those pathways to do that. And we have very structured pathways in order to do that. So reach out to us. We've got a business magazine called The Blueprint that's got amazing information in it, from safe to keeping your business safe to cybersecurity to how to, you know, we launched it back in February and it talked about how to take advantage of FIFA and the things that were happening there. So reach out to us. We've got a lot of work. And then if you are a nonprofit organization and you want to learn how to maximize your revenue, but not through fundraising, through business strategy, reach out to me. That's what I'm here to do. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm enjoying right now.
Larissa Allen, thank you very much for being on Mucho Radio. We thank you for your time as well.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Every city needs someone who listens. Someone who notices the small stories that don't make the headlines, but still shape the heartbeat of a place. That's Mucho Radio News. It's local. It's independent. It's honest. If you believe that truth and facts deserves airtime, help keep independent Mucho Radio local news alive. Your gift trains new storytellers, fund the mics and recorders they need. It also protects independent journalism right here at home. Donate today. Because local news and community stories aren't a luxury. It's how communities stay connected. Visit muchoradio.com today and donate.